MTV Cast.
Yeah, MTV, this is Al Russell calling in from American Trail Race. I haven't called in for 2 or 3 days, I think. I finally got out yesterday afternoon or sometime. I don't know when time I got out of the Appalachian Mountains and dropped down in the, I can't think of what town, but anyway, I come back, got down out of the mountains that way. Boy, a long time in there, and it just really kicked me. But it was awesome, beautiful. And then I had to stop at a stadium barbecue and get something to eat. I'd pretty well ate up all my food and make up everything I had. And I found a Coke machine at some place, and some guy said, boy, you're paying that high-priced $2 Coke. Heck, I'd have paid $10 for it. I was thirsty. But then I asked a guy, I guess in all the mountains or not. He said, well, you're down in a valley here. You get down the valley, guess what you got to do to get out of that valley? So I'm doing that now. I'm climbing up out of a, dang it, I can't remember the name, Louisville or somewhere anyway, wherever it is. I've been doing an hour or so climbing up out of here, probably not that long. I dropped into the valley. We started out a really cool Amish community that, I mean, I dropped back in, looked like the early 1900s. They're putting up hay with their horses and stuff. Pretty cool. And then I got in a real residential, really dark. I wanted to go a lot farther, but everything's at private property. If I stop and ask for camping, one place I stop, and everybody has a lot of dogs, and in this area they have a lot of hounds. Or within the hound is a pit bull looking dog, and I pulled over one place and dang, a dog looked as big as me, and the guy hollered, hey bull, back off. God, that's a fitting name. But it's funny how people are friendly in places, and other places are not quite so friendly. And it seemed like in this area, but it's just who you run into in circumstances, I'm sure. A lot of neighborhood watches here, so they probably have crime signs of that, crime here and whatnot. And I'm an outsider, I'm sure, and look how it plays. So I wanted to go a lot longer last night, but the camping looked sketchy. First time here, just didn't know what to do or where to not get in trouble or cause anybody any worry. So I found a big church just by a major highway, and I called in behind that church. It's a huge church, and got between two air conditioning units, and it's perfect. But not as far as I wanted to go. But I'm back at it, taking a beat up on this mountain. And, hopefully I can get in a lot of miles today and everything. I had a lot of new experiences, especially back there in the mountains and everything. And so a lot more to come. Well, I had more to say, but you get on here, you just can't think of it. But shout out to the Tour Divide racers. I hope that it's all going well for everybody. Wish them all well. My friend Josh Cotto and many other fans racing. I'm going to miss them. But good luck to Josh and Greg Goodman and Bailey and a bunch of others. There's still a lot of them. Anyway, good luck, guys. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.